Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire captain Matt Bruce. And by the way, we are broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great stations along the way in the Genesis Communications Network at GCNlive.com on their website to listen to the stream if you'd like to. And, of course, don't forget we're also up on selected Salem media stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. We thank them very much for doing that. We're adding some more in the days ahead, so we appreciate that as well. And we're broadcasting on many leading independent stations around the country. Love to be able to talk to the people from everywhere and anywhere. And, of course, we're also out there live on the Internet. Yep. Live on the Internet all around the world on the web streams that we've got out there on our affiliates, plus GCNlive.com and my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, where you can go over there. You don't need a player. You just click on the link and boom, you're listening to the show wherever you're at. And don't forget, we're also up on a satellite too, so you can hear us that way as well. Now, joining us from California, out there in the land of milk, honey, fruit, nuts, and Nancy Pelosi, we've got none other than our good friend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
You know something? It's 76 degrees. It's another one of those comfortable nights out there. It's going to drop down a few more degrees, but it's comfortable. It's really comfortable, and there is a wind tonight, so we've got a little bit of a wind behind the cooler temperatures, and it's just making it feel a whole lot drier, getting rid of that humidity, if you will.
Wow, very cool. Well, we're actually pretty cool out here.
Very cool, yeah, very cool. Cool. Go ahead.
63 degrees.
All right, and have you got the winds out there?
I think a little bit north of L.A., I believe.
Okay.
So we'll have more of that in the truck report,
because it gets windy out there. Okay, well, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words out there, those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, your state of California is in the news for a couple of different reasons here. Number one, a music mogul's daughter, and I believe it's someone who used to be with Chicago, has torched the Democratic governor out there, Gavin Newsom, and asked him if it's his goal to make California a socialist state.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. It looks like one of the front stories on Fox News right now.
Yep.
David Foster is a very gifted composer, very famous producer. If you have a favorite Chicago song, he probably had something to do with it, either writing or producing it. And so he has two daughters, one named Sarah, one named Erin. They went on a thing called the World's First Podcast and went over saying Newsom is the worst, and so forth. And they had that idea, you know, you're trying to turn all this into a socialist state. So they had some pretty strong words for the governor and the state of affairs in California.
But they didn't say anything about Biden.
As far as I know, and I don't think so. At least it's not being reported.
I guess that's coming next. Now, there's something else. Town Hall has got a commentary out there written by Albert Mohler, and I saw it a little bit earlier. It'll be mentioned tomorrow. So, again, this is tonight's news tomorrow right here. Tomorrow's news tonight there. I'll get it right in a minute, is what you're about to hear. It's entitled California's Assault on the Family. Now, there's a new gender bill in California that's passed both chambers of the state legislature and it's awaiting the signature from California Governor Gavin Newsom. It's Assembly Bill number 957, and it's a direct assault upon parental rights, threatening parental custody if a parent is judged by some court to be inadequately supportive or even enthusiastic of a child's gender identity or expression.
This is very serious stuff in how they're going about this.
Now, the actual text of the bill makes it very clear what this is about when considering child welfare. It says, and I quote, "The health, safety, and welfare of the child includes a parent's affirmation of the child's gender identity or gender expression." How does a minor know what they want to be when they're a minor?
Well, that is a great question, Captain. You know, I think the answer is they don't. But obviously, part of this whole political process now is to drag the children into it.
Right. And, of course, gender expression can mean just about anything. It's hard to imagine legislation being more than truly radical than this, and it's more truly destructive of the family. Now, in reality, it's a full assault upon parental rights, which is a full assault upon parenthood, which is a full assault upon the family, predictable and predicted on a full assault on marriage itself. And yes, I did mean every word I said of that exactly in that sequence. Now, that was written by Albert Mohler from townhall.com, and I agree with him 100%.
Again, these are very strange times, and it seems like everything starts to really, really hit hard with this. And so, he's got a very powerful piece there.
Yeah, and I'm not picking on you, Kyle, and I'm not picking on California, but I'm saying be careful what you wish for. Look at what these people are doing to you, folks, and there's got to be some rationally thinking people out there in California. You need to change this. You really, really do. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself, don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Yeah, buddy, and you know, I'd just like to save a little bit of money there, folks. I can definitely do that for you. I can send you over to the website, mypillow.com, and you can take advantage of the 20-year anniversary sale going on right now with savings of as much as 80% at mypillow.com. You'll always need a promo code. The promo code will be the word Captain. Yep. Captain is your promo code, and you can call them up 24/7. Call them right now if you want to at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, and ask them any questions or place an order over there, whatever you want to do. They'd be more than happy to work with you and help you. And by the way, I've saved a lot of money over the years buying different things from MyPillow, and I did buy some more MyPillows for Christmas gifts because they've got the new MyPillow 2.0. Well, guess what? $19.98 is the price. $19.98. And you can't go wrong. That's a very nice gift to give someone for a Christmas or a birthday or whatever. But they've also got the bed sheets, and they've got the towels, the great towels that they've got. I've got two sets of towels now. And the mattress toppers, I got one of those. Pet beds, if I had a pet, I'd probably have one. But mattresses and my slippers, too. By the way, the my slippers are on sale, and you can save up to $100 on some of the fancier my slippers that actually almost look like you're wearing a shoe. So there you go. And then the sandals are $19.95. You can save a lot of money on that as well. But again, MyPillow.com is where you go. The promo code will always be the word Captain. And the phone number, if you want to call, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Go over there and save some money. And I hear from some of the people that float around Kyle Warren's house that he's been spotted with bags of stuff coming around. And the other day, he might have been seen digging a hole in the backyard to bury some of that debris, some of that stuff. Is that true, Kyle?
Well, I'm going to quote Bart Simpson and say that nobody saw me do it. You can't prove anything.
Okay. Well, we're having a lot of fun with that because we don't know who's out doing who, you or Mrs. Professor.
Yeah, right.
All right, and I just had a question about, who is this from? This is from Kenny, and Kenny is in Baltimore, Maryland. Kenny's saying, this music mogul's daughter, is she a Democrat? Is this coming from a Democratic family? They probably are, aren't they?
You know, I don't know that we have an information as to what their political party registration might be.
But, yeah, I don't know.
They certainly have. Yeah, I'm sure that they've lived in California and been in part of California for a lot of their lives, I would expect. And that's why I think that they're so passionate about what's happening. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try to find out during the break. Now, the House is recessed after the defense bill and the government funding bill imploded and they couldn't get it passed.
Well, that's right. And so on Thursday, they went into recess. It doesn't look like we're going to have a new bill to fund the government or a continuing resolution even in the next few days or so. And, of course, this is not going to look good. You know, some people think that it'll be okay to shut down the government, but right now in this political environment, I don't think it would work well for the GOP. It does work well for anybody, but unfortunately it would slant towards the GOP being somehow ununified, and truth be told, they are having some issues within their ranks about this.
Now, we heard Merrick Garland talking about the fact that Mr. Weiss, the special prosecutor, had carte blanche in the trial and the charges to bring up against Hunter Biden and this, that, and the other. But then we also heard someone that contradicted them, and this was a third IRS official who said the DOJ actively blocked Hunter Biden's charges of tax evasion.
Right, yeah, so this is, starting to pile on in that sense, and it's harder and harder to dismiss it as being, something that just isn't there. There's no there. It seems like there's a lot there. And, of course, we know that Hunter Biden has turned around and sued the IRS whistleblowers, basically, I would think in an attempt to intimidate any further dissemination of information, shall we say.
Well, I don't know, and I saw the same article that is listed here, the headline. I did see that article, and I also saw the news story, but I don't know for sure. But I do know that it's one of these, so far, it's he said, she said, so far.
Well, right, but of course, and it's interesting too, Captain. You know what happened when you had a whistleblower about Ukraine, the Ukraine phone call, and the whistleblowers are sort of venerated and elevated to this high status and so forth. And people on the left will not do it in this case, obviously. But when you have a whistleblower and it seems credible, well, there should be an investigation and you uncover what they're talking about, if it's there at all.
Right. Now, Rupert Murdoch, who, of course, has been the founder of Fox News and the chairman of the board, has now retired off the active list, and he's now going to be called the chairman emeritus of the Fox Corporation and News Corp.
Well, that's right. Rupert Murdoch is 92 years old. He sent out a letter to his colleagues on Thursday. His son Lachlan is now going to become the sole chairman of both companies, basically Fox Corporation and News Corp. So we've seen this coming for a while, but now it's really here. And so, of course, it's going to raise all kinds of questions. What's the future of Fox News and its particular point of view in the cable news world?
Well, I think they're going to be going more woke. It's just a logical thing from what they've done in the past. They've had to backtrack on some of it. But Paul Ryan may be one of the people who is, by the way, on the Fox Corporation's board. Paul Ryan may be one of the people that could direct what will happen next because of his political persuasion.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, it could be another time of transition, but as I said, we saw this coming for a while just because of the age that Rupert Murdoch is getting to here.
Now, you know what elder abuse is, right?
Well, sure, there's all kinds of forms of that, but yeah, it's a terrible thing in and of itself.
I think we saw it again yesterday when Joe Biden suffered a second awkward moment in less than 24 hours from the one previous to that. It looks like we're beginning to see a pattern here of him being used or misused or pushed around or shown around or led around or whatever, which is definitely not necessarily what he wants to do, which is where this term elder abuse comes from.
Well, right, and in any form it might take, and unfortunately we see this in our society all too often, but one of the things that Biden was doing, evidently he was giving a speech, and he told the story of why he wanted to run for president. He evoked the Charleston incident, Charlottesville incident,
right,
with the white supremacists and so forth, and then a few moments later,
4 minutes,
turned around. Pardon?
4 minutes later.
Yeah. Just a few minutes later, turned around, told the same story almost word for word.
Yep.
As if he hadn't said it already, and that was a very strange thing for all the people in attendance there, obviously.
Well, what else is strange is Karine Jean-Pierre, a.k.a. Frenchie, and her lashing out at Peter Ducey yesterday over the border crisis question that he was asking. And I think we might have a little clip of that, don't we?
I believe that we do. I think we have it coming up here in just a few moments. Let me see here. Yeah, it may not be queued up exactly.
How long is it?
Give me a moment. Just a few seconds long, as I recall.
Okay, because we got less than a minute here.
Yes, exactly. So Karine Jean-Pierre is there in the press briefing room, and Peter Ducey tries to ask a question, and this is what transpired as we listen in.
Oops, turn it up. Crank it up.
Might need a little bit more volume on that one. Live radio, folks. Here we go.
When 10,000 people illegally cross the border in a single day.
What do you call it, Peter, when GOP put forth a wait, no. No, 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 no. You can't.
Green?
I'm answering. Okay, we're going to move.
You're answering
on. No, we're moving on.
Green,
wait,
please.
Come back.
Now, you said you stopped the flow of the border.
No, no. I tried to answer. Peter, I tried to answer the question. You stopped me. Let's go.
And then she does move on. And the next question, Captain, had to do with the razor wire being cut by the federal authorities in Texas, and whether or not that was okay to do, or if that's the new policy.
Nope.
And she didn't want to get into it.
The Texas National Guard discovered that the Border Patrol actually cut the wire fence to allow the people to get through. Way to go. And that had to be from Mayorkas and Company. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take our second break in the first hour of the show. It's a Friday. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-86.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is introducing a fresh package of military aid to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the announcement earlier today, stating that it will encompass substantial air defense capabilities.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment to continuing to lead the world in support of Ukraine.
A tropical storm warning is being issued for parts of the East Coast this weekend. The National Hurricane Center issued the warning from just below Wilmington, North Carolina, up to the Maryland-Delaware state line. There seems to be a possible end in sight for the Writers Guild of America strike. On Wednesday, writers and producers engaged in direct negotiations and are reportedly on the verge of reaching an agreement. That's according to CNBC. Both parties are optimistic about sealing the deal. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they make a product that I take every day without fail. I start my morning with it, and when I have breakfast or when I have brunch or when I have lunch, whatever I have, my first meal of the day, depending on the time I get up, I get my little packet of Relief Factor and the four capsules that are in it, and I take them, and away I go. And I start my day that way because you have to keep this product in your system if you want it to work consistently. It's not something that you just take it when you need it, and then it starts to hurt again, and you take it again. Now, the problem that I have with the persistent swelling and the inflammation in my left leg and foot, which will swell up a little bit, if I don't take this and if it's not working, then I have to do it all over again. So I do it for that reason. And it's all natural ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body's natural response to inflammation, which will lower or eliminate pain or suffering or swelling or inflammation by going right straight to the source of the problem. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that part about it. 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product. Supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in. It supports healthy joints and muscles, too. And it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Gets it all going. $19.95. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. go to that website and order the product right there. And when you're over there, you'll also see their vitamin B12 and their vitamin C, their vitamin D3, a product called Sleep. Now, I take the B12, I take the C, and I take the D3, and it's very good. And my doctor said it's very well made, so I'm taking it based on her recommendation. The product called Sleep is something that if you have trouble trying to sleep at night, it'll relax you and make you feel like going to sleep naturally and waking up naturally. So there you go. But relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
1995 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Kyle, we got a caller on the line. Let me go to the caller. I think this is David in Sandusky, right?
Yeah, good morning, Captain. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fine, and I've got a question for you. Iron Mike is up there somewhere in your vicinity, and he wanted to reach out to you and perhaps meet you. So if you hang on, I'm going to write down your phone number, which I think I've got. I can't see it from here. But after you get done answering your question right now, I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'm going to find out what your number is and give it to Iron Mike, and you might be getting a call and getting together with him for a cup of coffee or something.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
I just wanted to, on what you were saying about what those people in California are saying now, my personal thought is I don't think they have any brains at all.
Well, wait a minute. Kyle lives out there, and he is the professor of politics.
Kyle sounds like he got it together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I don't know who that was that made that statement of California, but it sounds to me like they have no brains at all.
Well, the people that passed that law, let me get the number here. Do you remember the number, Kyle? Oh, I got it. Never mind. I got it. Assembly Bill number 957. Whoever passed that bill and the governor's going to sign it, they're the ones that have no brains.
Exactly.
It's an attack on the family structure altogether.
Sound like they have no brains at all. Maybe they ought to go back to school.
Well, I don't think school would help them because they'll probably teach them the same stuff, won't they, Kyle?
Maybe they
ought
to start teaching them something. I teach them right out of the Bible and out of the book of McGuffey.
Well, they might need something like that because I don't think they're doing that either. Matter of fact, I think the Bible has been taken out of school, hasn't it, Kyle?
Well, pretty much.
Long time ago.
Okay. All right. Well, David, you have... David,
the Pledge of Allegiance been taken out, too.
Yeah, that's true. And even the National Anthem in some cases. All right, David, hold that thought. I'm going to put you on hold, so hang on. I'll get back to you here in just a second. Hold on. Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a whole school of thought, hey, you know, no pun intended, about, you know, what's happened to the schools and whether or not they've sort of, you know, there's been a mission creep there. Our kids aren't coming out of schools having great educations and how to, you know, even how our society operates or how our government works or anything like that. It's really sad.
Now, the House Republicans have clashed pretty strongly over the first couple of days of the week with Attorney General Merrick Garland accusing him of favoring Hunter Biden. And it's pretty obvious what's been going on because on Wednesday they accused him and his Justice Department of the weaponization of the department's work in favor of President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. And how... And now, by the way, one of the defendants in the Georgia voter case with Donald Trump, the female attorney, I can't think of her name right now, but the female attorney who was on TV so many times with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the special prosecutor's wife is going to testify for the prosecution against her.
Yeah, that's what we understand. But yes, there's, you know, if all the Hunter Biden laptop stuff and the things that the House committee has been uncovering and so forth, if that hadn't really been out there, we wouldn't have as clear a picture as to what's going on with the DOJ. And then, by the way, they can't simply try to sweep it under the rug anymore or act like it doesn't exist or slow walk it. You know, there's a lot going on here with the Hunter Biden thing, and it is, I think, definitely affecting whether or not Joe Biden is going to really be the nominee at some point.
Well, I still, for the life of me, can't understand why he would be.
Well, especially, I mean, with the story we had just in the last segment, too, about how Joe Biden turned around and told the same story again, that's significant. And I'll put it in these terms, and because I don't want to be mean-spirited about this at all, but if your grandfather did that a number of times, and you'd start to worry about, well, what's happening with grandpa, you know, and that would be a legitimate concern. But this is the president of the United States.
Right.
And it's, yeah, and somebody can't run up from there and say, excuse me, sir, you already told this story. And, you know, that would be improper and bad form. But Joe Biden seems to have these kinds of episodes.
And by the way, the attorney, I couldn't remember her name, was Sidney Powell. And thank you to another David down here in Florida who sent me that message. Said it's Sidney Powell, Captain. Yep, you're right. I couldn't remember her name. She was on television almost any day every day for quite a while. Because of the Michael Flynn stuff.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And another factor, too, with Joe Biden is that, let's just say eventually, I mean, just for sake of argument, what if he got a debate, or what if RFK Jr., I should say, got a debate with Joe Biden, and maybe Marianne Williamson, who knows, anybody else who thought they would be a challenger.
Yeah.
I don't know that Joe Biden, that they would ever let him go debate.
No.
At all.
It's not going to happen because he can't stand up to the pressure. He would go so far off track, he'd be telling corn pop jokes for the next 10 years.
Right. Well, exactly. Or some derivative thereof. So we'll just see. But I think the voters, and I think even Democrat voters eventually will want to hear, you know, why should Joe Biden be the nominee? Because things aren't going that well. And there's no record. The record they have to run on is terrible. So they want to do anything out but run on the record.
Yeah. And by the way, Iron Mike, if you're up there listening, and you're up there in Michigan still around Sandusky, you want to give me a call, I'll hook you up with David here, and you guys can talk back and forth and make your plans on how you wanted to meet David and maybe have a cup of coffee with him or something. And Iron Mike was prepared to do that. So, Iron Mike, if you're around, give us a call, and we'll lock you in there. Well, one other little thing here. Let me see here. Yeah, we're coming up in the break, so I won't be able to do it. But we talked yesterday about the Biden administration announcing the $600 million to produce the COVID tests and reopen the website to enable to order them. Of course, they want everybody to get another COVID shot, as you well know, right?
That's right. That's what they're saying.
All right. Hang on there, David. We'll be right back to you, and I'm seeing if Iron Mike will give us a call here so I can hook these guys up. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Yep, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hope it is where you're at.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Head barkeep, I bought another brown. Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long. So love them up strong, country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all, country on. Country on.
Alrighty, Kyle, country on. What you think? What you think?
Oh, I love it. That's a great song, and it's got, just got a great feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's all about America. And again, it's all about America here on this show, folks. Most of you know all about that to begin with, that have been listening to us for the 22 years that we've been around here, and we certainly appreciate that. Now, Kyle, I'm going to just take a look here real quick at the weather, because we've got this system off the east coast of the United States, which is developing into something. It's called Tropical System Number 16. And we've got storm warnings of one sort or another all the way from Savannah, Georgia, all the way up to South Jersey right now, especially for tearing up the coastline with high waves and riptides and surf and probably some winds. As winds right now on this system are gusting to about 35 miles an hour. In some cases, they're up to tropical storm force already. But it's going to be doing something. And then out by you, Mr. Kyle, it's starting to get a little bit interesting. And you talked about the wind, so take it away. Tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to take a look here real quick at some of our alerts. We do have, it looks like I thought we had some wind alerts earlier north of Los Angeles, but we do have some air quality alerts, it looks like. And we do have, of course, continuing, pardon me, that freeze warning, which is up in southern Oregon. This is going to be near Klamath Falls, Lakeview, extending a little bit north of there and down to Alturas in northern California. Frost advisory on the other side of the Interstate 5. This is going to be west. Yes, west of Mount Shasta, so that is something to be aware of there. Then also up in Montana, we continue now with winter weather advisories, Captain. We haven't seen a winter weather advisory for quite a while, but they're back on the map now. This is going to be all through the area near Missoula, extending northward there up to the Canadian border. It's going to stick a little bit west of Helena, but it's going to include Butte, also over towards into Idaho, Grangeville, and so forth. Also, just south of Bozeman, winter weather advisory going on there. Let's check, one more thing, because we do have high winds, as a matter of fact, but they're not in California right now. They are in Wyoming, the southeast corner of Wyoming, near Cheyenne, as you go around I-80 and, of course, I-25, a little bit north there. And this is going to become a sort of a normal thing, folks, during this time of the year. We always start to see those high winds for our friends in Cheyenne. A real brief look at some of the rain that's falling right now. Helena, Montana, we've also got significant rain east of there over towards Miles City, down near Bozeman, over towards Billings, south of there, down I-25 into Wyoming. And by the way, we're also seeing some lightning indicators all around this area that I'm just describing here. So that's kind of a new feature we have of seeing where the lightning is being reported or is going to be expected. So more next hour, and be careful out there.
Yeah, and for you truckers out west, 6,500 feet is a magic number on the snow, 6,500 feet. So 4th of July, you're going to see it. It's definitely over 6,500 feet tall, so be advised of that as you go that way up on I-90. Now, taking a look at the weather in Nebraska and Kansas, we've got some watches there for what could be severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall. There are severe weather and heavy rainfall threats right there in that area. It's about halfway across Nebraska. We're definitely coming out of Colorado on I-76 to I-80 over there to North Platte. You definitely are going to be in it, the watch area, and in the northern and westernmost corner of Kansas to include Goodland over east of there, maybe as far as Oakley, you're going to find yourself in the same type of condition. So be careful there. There is some wind gusting around in there, and the possibility of severe thunderstorms with heavy rain is extremely likely. Now, it's a little bit cool up in the northern part of the country there, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight. It's not a frost night, but it's cool enough to where you might see a little icicle or two hanging somewhere further up the line as far north as you go. And coming over across to upstate New York, got some cooler temperatures, especially in the Adirondacks and around Lake Ontario, the lee shore of Lake Ontario. And then looking over here at the East Coast, it's really looking like this storm is starting to settle in. And this is a tropical system. It's very much developing as we speak, and it could very easily be a tropical storm with some 40 to 45 mile-an-hour winds later in the day, along with a lot of rain and a lot of high waves pounding the shoreline. We do have some rain that's showing up now with some severe thunderstorms and the like over along the coastline of North Carolina, of South Carolina, starting from Charleston coming north. And we've also got Virginia in the mix there. Let's see, Chesapeake Bay is in the mix of all of this. Jersey, you're starting to feel the effects. It hasn't quite reached up as far as North Jersey yet, but it'll be there. Trust me, it's moving that way. And it looks like, Kyle, this is going to be a different kind of storm. This one here, it looks like, is going to make a hook and go right into the continental United States, maybe up the Hudson River Valley.
Wow, that is significant, yeah.
Yeah, now let me just pull this up and see what I get for something. See if I can get this real quick here. It doesn't want to cooperate for the moment. Let's see, maybe it will. There we go. Okay, the low pressure system of the southeastern off the southeastern U.S. coast is producing tropical storm force winds and is forecast to strengthen further before it reaches the coast of North Carolina on Saturday. Tropical storm conditions are expected along portions of the southeastern and middle Atlantic U.S. coast within the tropical storm warning areas beginning on Friday and continuing to Saturday night. Now, there is a danger of life-threatening storm surge. Here we go again. Over portions of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia, including Pamlico, Albemarle Sound, and the lower Chesapeake Bay, where storm surge warnings are currently in place. Residents in these areas should follow advice given by local officials. It goes on to say, heavy rainfall from this system could produce localized urban and small flooding in the streams, impacting across the eastern middle Atlantic states from North Carolina to New Jersey through Sunday. Now, swells generated by the system will affect much of the East Coast as well as all weekend long, causing life-threatening surf and rip currents. So be careful and heed the warnings, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to recruit Kathy, and she is going to take us to break. But be careful over there in the East Coast for the next couple of days. It's on you. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.